Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Jim Britt, who is the CEO of Jim Britt International, Inc. He is also an inspirational keynote speaker, author, success strategist, performance expert, and an internationally recognized business leader in the field of personal empowerment and peak performance training. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Michael, or Mitchell.
Oh, you know what? I was so honored that I didn't make one blooper. I'm so glad you did. Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Oh, no, it's, you know, we have some mutual friends that we both adore, Lisa McDonald and of course, the great Ben Gay III. It was fun to get to know you in the green room, and I'd love the audience to get to know you a little bit more through your customer point of pain. What is your CPOP?
Individuals with negative mental blocks.
Wow. It's so interesting. So I hear that, and I got this rush of visual images of people in my network that I go, oh, yeah, that person, this thing. Oh, yeah, this person, this other thing. And it's kind of interesting. I'm sure when you look around, and by the way, it's hard to see it for yourself, but it may be you. And when you look around and you start seeing people and you go, yeah, this person doesn't go in this direction because, you know, it's like the blinders on, you know, and they just don't see to the left or the right. It's so fascinating to me, and it's so amazing the type of work that you must do. Jim, tell me more.
Well, you know, everybody's got mental blocks. I got mental blocks. You got mental blocks. We all have them in certain areas of our lives. It just depends on the person and their past experiences. You know, I was contemplating one day about the habit patterns that we have as human beings and the positive ones, you know, that would become second nature to us, like walking and talking and maybe driving a vehicle. You don't have to get in it every time and relearn to drive it. So it's a habit pattern that we developed. It's second nature to us. We got, you know, many, many of them. But we also have negative habit patterns that have become second nature. And they're like a self-imposed prison is the way I look at it. We're trapped into something that we don't know we're trapped in. And we're trying to get out of something we don't know that we're in. I'll give you an example. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he said, I haven't been able to pay my bills on time or fully every month for 25 years. And I go, wow, that's a long time. And I said, well, what are you going to do about that? And he said, well, I'm thinking about cutting my overhead. And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with that. But I said, in about 2 to 3 months, I said, you'll be back not being able to pay your bills on time every month. And he said, well, why would you say that? I said, because you're addicted to it. I said, you've been doing it for 25 years, and it's a core belief of yours, and you'll fight to the death to prove to yourself and the outside world that you can't pay your bills on time every month. So that's what we do to ourselves, whether it's about losing weight or making money or having a better relationship. We have these habit patterns that have been developed over our lifetime. They're core programs in our subconscious that overrides the positive ones that we want to start doing.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, so Jim, if somebody's hiring you, what do they actually get?
Well, they're going to get results. I tell you that for sure.
I know. How do you deliver results for people? Coaching, group programs, individual.
Yeah, they're going to through coaching, through different programs that I offer online, through seminars that I produce as well.
I got it. Perfect. And could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, I've been doing it for 43 years now. I've had 1.5 million people go through my live events, presented over 5,000 seminars, written 13 books. And bottom line is everything I do, I make sure that it gets a result. You won't even read a page of my book without getting some value from it.
Hmm. Also brought chills to my body. Thank you. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I share it through different events that I do. I share it through individual coaching and working with people one-on-one. I share it, of course, through my writings that I do. That's pretty much what I do.
And I think when you and I were talking in the green room, you had mentioned that we all have mental blocks and teaching ourselves. So occasionally you work on your own. What does that mean?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm always working on my own. You know, every time I work with somebody too, I always look at everybody as a student and a teacher. So you learn about yourself working with other people sometimes, and you discover some of your own mental blocks. But I'm also, I've done this so long that I'm always being observant of myself, and which is what I teach others to do, is be observant, not just aware, because you can be aware that you're angry or depressed. But if you observe yourself, it's like a separation where you're actually looking at yourself being angry or depressed or something like that. So that self-observant habit that you can get into, you just find yourself not ever going down. I never have to get motivated or go listen to something to get me pumped up or whatever. I'm just like, this is the way I am all the time, because I'm always saying, is what I'm doing right now moving me in the direction I want to go, or is it taking me further away? And that, you know, to me, success is that simple in almost anything you do.
I like it. So if you're listening or you're watching, and it's either you or somebody you know has a negative mental block, going to Jim Britt would be just such a beautiful thing, and potentially, and I want to say 100%, but he'll say 100% or whatever he says, it's a great place to go, because it sounds to me like he's the guy. It feels so good to me that Jim is the man. So, Jim, how best can people reach out to you?
They can reach out to my website at jimbrittcoaching.com, or my email address is jimbritt@jimbritt.com. And you can also find out what some of my clients have said about me on
Beautiful.
That website.
Jim, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you're here because you know somebody with a negative mental block, or it's yourself. So this message is important to share. Click on the like button. Share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.